available.
Inside the Beltway to talk with the true insiders. Victoria Jones from Talk Radio News joins us now at the top. Hey, Victoria, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
All right, somebody wanted me to ask you this question. The cherry blossoms are long gone, right? And it's starting to get cold.
Yeah, long gone. Nearly time for them to come around again.
Oh, love those cherry blossoms. You got to get ready for the snow, though. That means every person, not just women, but everybody that goes to Washington, you have to have a good pair of boots, don't you?
You have to have a good pair of boots, and you really need a car that's better than mine.
Yes, so that you don't break down in six lanes of traffic, folks.
Yeah.
That's what happened to Victoria. That's crazy. Everybody can relate. I guarantee everybody listening to us right now, whether they're in Connecticut or Illinois or Florida or Texas, they can relate to their car breaking down. But in six lanes of traffic and no blinkers, that's scary.
That's scary.
Yeah. Super committee. That's scary because now we were talking off the air. I didn't even really frame this right because I was thinking, oh, yeah, right before Thanksgiving. But it's really 2 days.
It really is. You see, the formal legislative language has to be done by Monday. The committee doesn't vote till a week from, well, today. But there's a consensus emerging. There needs to be a handshake by Friday, which could be pushable to Saturday. But the paperwork and the budgetary scorekeeping needs to get done in time. So really, there's very little time for this at all. Very little time.
Yeah.
And they're still far apart. And it's now emerging that the Supercommittee Democrats did come back to the Republican offer. And they say that they're willing to accept the latest deficit reduction offer from Republicans, but only if the GOP drops its demand to lower and extend the Bush tax rates.
Oh,
and
yeah, that's
have,
not going to happen.
They have three other demands as well.
Yeah. Well, you and I talked about this right in the beginning. We handicapped it. You don't think anything's going to happen. It's going to be the trigger.
It's going to be the trigger. There's one other possibility, which is that they are allowed to cut a deal that is just a few hundred billion dollars. So then the difference between that figure and $1.2 trillion would be the size of the across-the-board cuts.
Oh,
so it would still be cuts,
yeah.
But there'd be less.
Yeah, I can see that. I could see that maybe that's how that would happen. Wow.
I can see that happening, and I think that's what might happen in the end.
Yeah, I agree with you. We'll see if we're both right on that. Hey, this was a big story today. The House approved the concealed weapons bill. What does this mean now?
Well, what it means now is it probably goes to the Senate to die because Harry Reid hasn't even scheduled it. But assuming it goes somewhere, what it is it requires all states to honor the concealed weapons permits of other states. And the idea is that different state standards should not interfere with America's Second Amendment rights. It pitted the Second Amendment against the Tenth Amendment, and the Second Amendment won.
Oh, yeah. So, like you said, though, it's not even scheduled in the Senate. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. And it was very interesting because you have people like Representative Gerald Nadler of New York saying that the Republican bill would trample over the rights of states who want to put their own rules for concealed weapons. And it would really require all states to accept other state permits that could lead to a lowering of permitting standards, sort of a rush to the bottom, if you like.
Yeah. Yep. All right. We move from that to something really big as well, talking about Solyndra. And who's going to be talking about it is Secretary Chu, the energy secretary, and that and some other things, I'm sure, because he's supposed to testify on the Hill tomorrow. This is a real bombshell.
Yeah, he's going to testify before the House Energy and Commerce Committee, which has been investigating it. And as you know, they're really going after them. And the Energy Department's already turned over 186,000 pages of documents. He will say a couple of things. As the Secretary of Energy, the final decisions on Solyndra were mine, and I made them with the best interest of the taxpayer in mind. I want to be clear. Over the course of Solyndra's loan guarantee, I did not make any decision based on political consideration. My decision to guarantee a loan to Solyndra was based on the analysis of experienced professionals and on the strength of the information they had available to them at the time. He also will argue that Solyndra went through more than 2 years of rigorous technical, financial, and legal due diligence spanning two administrations before a loan guarantee was issued.
Wow. And this is interesting. Let me ask you this question, Victoria, because you know this. He's saying he's taking full responsibility, nothing political, all of that, but yet they were lobbying the White House, weren't they?
Well, they were lobbying the White House, but the letters that the Energy Committee released just a couple of days ago, the Republicans on it released a couple of days ago, were letters from 2010, and the loan was guaranteed in 2009.
Oh, yeah. So
that's interesting. So even if they were trying to get something, they certainly didn't get the loan guarantee. He also is going to say something which I think is kind of interesting. He's going to say, we appreciate the support the loan programs have received from many members of Congress, including nearly 500 letters to the department who have urged us to accelerate our efforts and to fund worthy projects in their states.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. So this could slide the whole thing over. He takes the blame. He answers all the questions, everything else. Then maybe that quiets down some of what's happening with the White House and the Republicans.
I think that they are still going to go after the White House. They want to, if they can, they want to get the president's BlackBerry. They want to tie this firmly to the White House if they can, but he is really falling on his sword for the White House if he possibly can.
Yeah, he is, absolutely. I think that's one of the biggest stories going. Victoria Jones, Talk Radio News, thanks so much. One of the things we didn't mention with Victoria, this was big, a man with a crazy obsession with President Obama apparently was picked up in Pennsylvania. This was after the Secret Service discovered two bullets. How do they not see this? They found two bullets in the White House that were there, that had been shot at the White House and were stuck and struck the White House, if you will. One smashed into a window of the living area of the executive mansion, but it was stopped because of the ballistic glass. And ultimately, the arrest was of Oscar Ramiro Ortega Hernandez, just 21 years old, and this was days later. So there were reports that these shots were fired on Friday near the White House while the president and his wife were on a trip in California, if you remember, and Hawaii. Now he's off to Australia. So while he's out, while he was away, this happened. And this is the part about it that's just mind-boggling. The Secret Service said they discovered Tuesday that the two bullets had hit the White House. They didn't know that. They don't have enough surveillance cameras around the White House. They don't have 24-hour surveillance. Are you kidding? It seems odd. So, anyway, this guy's been picked up. They say he's unstable, and that's what he's mentally ill, and he decided to apparently take shots at the White House. Speaking of a shot at the White House, Newt Gingrich hopes he gets his, but he also gets defensive. What's starting to happen? We'll talk about it next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Nick Wadena with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and the seemingly endless printing of money continues worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what your options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Talk about Newt Gingrich, the man who wants to occupy 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, in just a second here on ATM. But before we get to that, I was thinking about this when I heard about the Secret Service. Oh, yeah, we've found out that there were a couple of shots fired at the White House. that's a comfortable feeling. Luckily, the ballistic bulletproof glass, whatever, caught the bullet, so we didn't have to worry. So what was strange is that the Obamas were traveling, so they were out of the White House. But I just feel that it's strange that here you have this great defense system in place with the Secret Service. And I'm thinking, okay, I've been to the White House before, and there's a big stretch, of course, across the lawn. How does somebody get that close? And, yes, I know there was a plane that crashed into the White House, and other things have certainly happened, and other people have tried to go after the inhabitants of the White House, but for them not to notice, there's no 24-hour surveillance. I don't know. Does that not make sense to anybody, or is it just me? So the White House being used as target practice? I think I'll just shoot at the White House. I'm crazy. I don't know how I feel about Obama. Oh, and I have a history of mental illness, and I have a gun, by the way. So my family reported me missing, and I am out taking shots at the White House. Come on, give me a break. So the casings were found near the house, and two bullets were found. One was in that bulletproof window that I mentioned, another in the wall. I don't know, there's something about that to me. Whether the president's in the White House or not, opening fire. What a dope. First of all, this guy, what an idiot. But the Secret Service and nobody knowing that. I mean, I guess you can't goes to show you when we say you can't 100% guarantee anything, there's the example of it. So you have a 21-year-old guy from Idaho Falls who gets that close enough that two bullets are found, and they find the casings and all that stuff that's in the wall. I mean, he says he was on a personal mission from God when they finally caught up with him. And he was just obsessed with Obama. He didn't resist. When they went to get him, they had no problem. It was a piece of cake. So he's going to be in court on Thursday in Pittsburgh. And mentally ill or not, this is it. He's done. Because that would be considered an assassination attempt. And he's not getting out ever. He's not going to see the light of day. The only thing that ever came up was that apparently people said they heard shots and they thought they saw two speeding cars on Constitution Avenue near the White House. And they say they found the abandoned car and there was the assault rifle inside near the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, which, if you've ever been to Washington, it crosses the Potomac River to Virginia. I got a lot of questions on this one, let's just say. They can't be happy that nobody knew that. Ugh. So he doesn't want to be shot at, but he wants to take a crack at being in the White House more than that. He thinks that he deserves a place in the White House. And lately he's risen in the polls. And I'm talking about Newt Gingrich, someone who has a long history in politics in the past, the former Speaker of the House. And as I said, and this is what happens when you become the flavor of the month, and your balloon starts to rise and you start to gain some momentum in the polls, then what people don't know about you or your opponents don't know about you suddenly will come out. And I think a lot of the baggage that Gingrich carries is mostly personal, but not just personal, because there's the ethics charge, there's a few other things that he'd be tagged with in the past. And while he's moving up the chain, one thing that has come out is that he has this tie to a big piece of money that he got thanks to Freddie. And, you know, there's no denying that. He's not denying it. But a lot of the Republicans and a lot of other people blame the Great Recession that we're having on Fannie and Freddie, me included, because of all the bailouts. I would add that in there. So 2008 and now into this campaign, Newt Gingrich has been arguing, whenever you've seen him appear anywhere, that Fannie and Freddie were a terrible bet. They were reckless, that these subprime loans are sinking us. They're sinking the economy. It has hurled us into a recession. And it's not, they weren't right in the first place. And he says both of those groups took actions against his advice. And if you remember, in October, he said, if you want to put people in jail, you start with Barney Frank and Chris Dodd. So I've said the same thing for a long time, but this is nothing new. I didn't break any new ground here. A lot of people, I'm sure, had a track on Chris Dodd. That's why he decided to retire. Remember, there were problems that he knew were going to start to touch him, so he decided it was the right time to step away. And I would tag him absolutely with Freddie and Fannie. But blaming them completely isn't the only thing. You know, we can go with the banks too big to fail. We can go with a series of ridiculous things that have happened with the government, including the outrageous deficit that we keep racking up, and the fact that, you know, we never have these, it goes along with the same thing, we never have these balanced budgets, and we're spending like a drunken sailor who has seen port in a very long time. So when Gingrich was Speaker of the House, this is what you question, regardless of what has happened now. And Gingrich, you know, fighting against them, and that's always what he's portraying. What happened was, in the first thing that he had to deal with in the CNBC debate, which is in Michigan, he had to talk about the $300,000 that he got from them. because, as I said, he got a chunk of change. So he denied lobbying for Fannie and Freddie and said that he offered them advice on what they didn't do. That's what he's saying. He's saying, I told them what to do. I gave them advice. But he got paid, and this is government money. This is money that you and I pay. It's our money. $300,000. And, in fact, there are people that are saying that's not true, because if you go back and you look through his work, you'll find clips where he talks and he writes about the benefits of Freddie Mac, that business model, and that he actually made probably with Freddie, even though $300,000 is the consulting fee that you know about, he probably made at least $1.6 million with Freddie. $1.6 million, well, I'm doing a little bit of math here, that's a little bit more of a jump than the $300,000. So he's going to have some explaining to do the next time around, and as things start to get tighter, as we come up to these more of these caucuses, and, of course, the primaries, this is going to become another issue. So is this issue, because I know a lot of you like Gingrich, is more things eke out of the box, does this X him out of your vote for president? If you vote in a primary, would you vote for Newt Gingrich, or does this make you think, oh, well, yeah, well, here's an example of talking out of both sides of your mouth, getting at least $300,000, then, what, $1.6 on top of that, and all off of the benefits of Freddie Mac, who he is now criticizing because, of course, no doubt, both of those organizations want more money to stay solvent, and they want money for bonuses. So, he was a contractor, so that's a little bit different, I guess, and they followed his advice. And they were originally solid organizations, I could barely get that word out, before they were run in the wrong direction, so I could defend that. But if you got game on, then you have to be willing, as he says, to answer all the questions. In talking about Herman Cain, that was one of the things that Newt Gingrich said. You have to be able to answer any question, all the questions. You have to, because you're going to be the leader of the free world. That's what you're trying to be. So you can't, you know, pussyfoot around them. And so for Gingrich, he's going to have to answer this. He's going to have to get a shovel, and he's going to have to start to dig out of this. Because he wasn't a lobbyist. And he got money from a consulting fee. But is that, somebody said to me today when I said, woof, 1.6, they said, oh, are you kidding? That's low. That's nothing. That's chump change. Anybody out there making 1.6 in a consulting fee? Anybody? All right, coming up next, a conversation about football with Tabuda.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com, or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
He's in our green room now. I can hardly wait. Oh, are you loving this football season? How are you doing so far? I guarantee he has a winning record, and I know he's going to tell us when he puts down his latte. I think it's low fat because he's sitting. Oh, are you loving this football season? How are you doing so far? I guarantee he has a winning record, and I know he's going to tell us when he puts down his latte. I think it's low fat because he's saving up room for Thanksgiving. We have Thursday night football. So what does that mean on America Tonight? Steve Budin, Da Buddha, is here from PickNation.com. Hey, Buddha.
Well, you're right about that. I won on Sunday with the Cowboys. I won on Monday with the Green Bay Packers by a combined score of about 400 points. I'm hot as hell, and I'm ready to go.
Okay, so the Jets and the Broncos, Tebow Sanchez, what happens in this one?
Right. I mean, what a great game. What a great story. Gotta love Timmy Tebow and what he's doing. I mean, I think I'm probably the only one in the country that's been talking about him week in and week out and loving what he's doing. But at the end of the day, you know, where the Broncos excel is against teams that they can beat, teams that they're capable of beating. I do think the Jets fall into that category. However, I think this side is way too tough to call because you never know which Jet team is going to show up from week to week, which Mark Sanchez will be there. And at the end of the day, what I do think will happen is you'll have a Denver team that rallies around their guy, Timmy Tebow, that puts the Broncos in a position to win. And to me, that means this game is going under the posted total of 40. I think it'll be a field goal fest.
Oh, wow, yeah. I agree with you. And you don't know. It's just so hard when you look at the Jets. That has to be, I mean, just in general, when you have a team like that, let me ask you this. Do you stay away from them a lot of the times because you know they're unpredictable and there's so many other, you know, bones that you can pick up on the table?
Well, the problem is on a Thursday night with one game, if you're an action junkie like me and my, you know, customers are, it's very hard to stay away from that game. So what you try to do is you try to find something that works, and sometimes it's not the side, and you have to look to the total to get the value. But at the end of the day, on a Thursday with one game, there's nothing worth passing.
Yeah, there you go. So do the total, do the under.
Absolutely.
And field goals,
going
yeah.
Under the 40.
Yeah, under the 40. All right, the Jags and the Browns, Jacksonville by one in this one. That's the line.
Right, Cleveland, I mean, they're about as banged up as Jenna Jameson at this point. But at the end of the day, you know, Jacksonville's a real team. Cleveland, I don't think they're a real team. They're not a good team, Jacksonville, but they are a real team. I'm going to go with Jacksonville plus the 1 point.
All right.
Well, actually, minus the 1 point.
Minus the one, yeah, because they got one. Panthers and the Lions, Detroit by 7 in this one.
Yeah, you know, Detroit's going to have to figure out a running game soon. Matt Stafford's arm's going to fall off. Right now, his arm's like my grandmother after a night of slop pulling at the Bellagio. I mean, at the end of the day, the Detroit defense is really going to be the key here. The notes on Carolina are out. What happens in week 11 is you've got teams that are watching a whole lot of film and know what to do against certain quarterbacks. Carolina, Cam Newton, they know they got to get him in third and long. That's where he has his biggest trouble. I think the Detroit defense will do that. I think they'll cover this 7-point spread, but a word to the wise, they've got the Packers next week on Thanksgiving, and this might be a situation for a look ahead.
Yeah, there you go, looking ahead. You talked about winning big with the Packers. They host the Buccaneers. The line is a big one, 14 for Green Bay.
Yeah, Green Bay's a machine. 15 straight wins straight up. 12-3 versus the spread, 5-1 at home at Lambeau. I mean, now what are you supposed to do, bet the Tampa Bay Bucks? When a line goes to 14.5, me as a former bookmaker, it's very telling. That's the bookmakers trying to push the public onto Tampa Bay. And whenever the bookmakers want you to go one way, you're always better off going the other way. Besides, you should have a big Green Bay bankroll so far. They're 8-0-1 against the spread. We've been betting them every single week. You can testify to that. You should just bet Green Bay here and lay the big wood.
Yeah, absolutely. Like the sure thing. If there ever was a sure thing, this is probably the one, like you say, all year long you're calling it. No question.
And you're always laying the double digits and always winning with Green Bay. Why will this week be different?
Right. The Bills and the Dolphins. The Bills, of course, coming off of being beaten to death by the Cowboys.
Right. Well, I mean, the Bills are who we thought they were. And the Dolphins, at the end of the day, obviously much better than their record suggests. I mean, a lot of people are going to look at this game and they're going to judge the quarterbacks on name recognition and go with Fitzpatrick over Moore. But when you look inside the numbers, Moore's not actually playing so bad. I like Miami here. I didn't like him in the beginning of the day, but as I talked myself through it, I like Miami now. I'm going to lay the 2.5 points.
All right, Miami. Vikings and the Raiders. Vikings host. They got 2 wins this year. Oakland by 1. I think Raiders. What do you think?
Yeah, well, for the mini defense, going from Aaron Rodgers to Carson Palmer is like going from Mike Tyson to Mike Spinks. I mean, at the end of the day, Carson Palmer obviously continues to get a little better each week. He's slowly coming out of his coma. Run DMC, Darren McFadden, still a big question mark. But I think that Oakland will expose the Minnesota soft secondary. I think Carson Palmer is going to be able to connect with relative ease. I like Oakland here. I think they cover the spread.
Cowboys, they're on a roll all of a sudden. Cowboys and the Redskins, they have a chance to go 6-4, and they got 8 in this one. What do you say?
Yeah, and it's always like the Cowboys. Just when you think you got a lock on them and you start betting against them, they start winning. There is no winning when you're a gambler and you bet on or against Dallas. That's a subject, Kate, that me and you have discussed for years now. Tony Romo is healthy. We saw it last week against Buffalo. Washington has 5 straight. Losses. It doesn't seem to matter who they put at QB. Now they're back to Rex Grossman. Problem solved, right? Wrong. He stinks. I'm going to take the Cowboys here plus the points.
Cowboys and the points. Ravens and the Bengals. What's going on with the Ravens?
I'm sorry. The Cowboys minus the points, obviously.
The Cowboys minus
8.5. If I can get them plus, I'll take them plus. Nobody's going to deal me that anywhere.
No, they're not going to give you that. The Ravens, every time I look at the Ravens, I like them, and then they disappoint me. But it's the Ravens and the Bengals.
Right. Well, the Ravens, it's almost like betting black and red on the roulette wheel. And then you always have that customer who waits for the black to come so they can bet red next. And that's the guy that's winning on Baltimore, because they, every time they win a big game, they lose the next one. Every time they lose a big game, they win the next one. So that means it's time for them to win this game and win big. I think it's the perfect spot for them. I'd lay the 7 with Baltimore. They play good against good teams. You can just ask the Steelers.
Yeah, there you go. The Rams getting one. Rams hosting the Seahawks. Ugh, I wouldn't even watch this game.
Yeah, I wouldn't hide the kids. This game goes under. It's probably 3-2 in the top of the 8th. I'm going to go under the 38 here.
Yeah, there you go. 49ers, this is interesting because they're 8-1. Going to go 9-1 against the Cardinals?
Right. So, obviously, there's a quarterback controversy in Arizona now. Everywhere this Kevin Cobb goes, there seems to be a quarterback controversy. Look, I think this is one of the old don't be scared of the obvious games. This is a great team against a crap team. San Francisco has all the momentum. They're 8-0-1 versus the spread this year. They're emerging as the turnaround team of the year. I'm going to lay the 9.5 points here with San Francisco. I think they're the right spot.
Yeah, there you go. And boy, in the NFC West, it's been all 49ers.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, they're getting better and better each and every week. They're buying into Harbaugh's system. I just love the way they're playing.
Yeah, I do too. Falcons and the Titans. Boy, I really want to believe in Matty Ice Ryan, but what's going on?
Well, for Tennessee, they finally have the old Chris Johnson back. But let me tell you, that's not going to be enough to beat Atlanta in what amounts to a must-win scenario at home. Bonehead controversial call by the Atlanta coach, obviously. They opted to go for it on fourth down against the Saints and blew it. But at the end of the day, the good thing for gamblers is that makes this game a must-win for the Falcons. And when the Falcons are in must-win scenarios and at home, they win and they cover. So I'm going to lay the 6 here with the Falcons.
All right, going with the Falcons. The Chargers and the Bears, this one's in Chicago. Chicago by 4.
Right, tough game because at the end of the day, everybody's just waiting. Which week is San Diego going to show up? I got news for you. They're not showing up. They come in losing 4 straight, and my, how the rivers have dried up. And the Bears, on the other hand, they realized about halfway through the season that the key to winning for them was going to be on the ground with Matt Forte. They reestablished the run. That opened up the pass. I like the Bears here at home. I think they win. I don't think it's going to be easy, but I do think they'll get the cover, -3.5.
All right, the so-called dream team, the Eagles. Come on, what's up with the Eagles? They just find ways.
Come on, it's time for Andy Reid to go. The only consistent thing he's done over the last 12 years is stay right at about 400 pounds. Other than that, he's done nothing. Look, at the end of the day, I normally love the Giants at home coming off a loss. That's exactly what we have here. So give me Big Blue at home and what is a must-win for them, -3.5.
All right, and then as you were talking about Sunday nights, you got that big Sunday game you just mentioned about the Giants, and then we move from that what would have been an NFC East battle, but because of the way the Eagles have played, it's not, I don't think. And so you move to Monday night, and you have the Patriots hosting the Chiefs. Is this going to be a blowout?
Well, yeah, and Matt Castle's out. I mean, the big storyline for this game was that, you know, it would be Castle returning against Belichick. You know, but not only is Castle out, you've got 14 players out for the season. I mean, the gamblers aren't just banged up in week 11. The players are banged up, too. This is a no-brainer. You got to lay the big points here. There's no way you can bet on the KC, the Chiefs, without their Indian. You got to go with Belichick here.
I agree. Steve Budin, the Buddha, thanks so much for PickNation.com. Check it out. And are you doing the fantasy football this week?
We're doing a better one this week. We're doing an $11 entry for 100 players. We're doing a $1,000 prize. Al DeMarco, the GM, is going to enter it. Everybody who beats Al will get $10 back just for beating Al. He came in about 250th in last week's, so it should be in last week's contest. So it should be easy to beat him. You get first place, you get 300. We pay the first 9 entries that win, plus everybody gets 99% of their money back if they beat Al. It's a whole lot of fun, and everybody should try it.
Wow, so that's all you have to do. So 11, and then you would get 10
right,
as long as you beat Crazy
Al.
$11. Yeah.
And we take 100 people only. We
right.
pay the first 9 spots. And
right.
everybody who beats Al, and let's say he's going to probably come in around 70th if I know Al, everybody
right.
who beats him, so anyone who would come in if he came in 70th, 69th or higher, would get $10 of the $11 back.
Gotta love that.
So it's really almost like a free contest with a chance to win up to $1,000 in prizes.
Yeah, I like that. All right, Buddha, thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9999. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
To tell you, don't forget about Nail the Score. Here's what we do on Friday in our third hour for fun. You know, it's cheaper than playing the lottery. We pick the game of the week, the computer does, randomly, and you don't have to know anything about football. You know, we just went through that as kind of a primer to help anyone who wants to know a little bit more on the games. But when it comes up, it's really random picking, because who's to say? There are some sure things, like the Buddha said, that you know there's just no way it's going to happen. But in this case, you're just picking one of the two teams and you're giving us the final score. If you correctly nail the score, woohoo! We throw a parade, the confetti drops, and you win some prizes from America Tonight, plus all the bragging rights that you could possibly ever want to walk around with in your pockets and beyond. It's true, because it's so hard to do. It seems as though it would be easy, but it's far from it. I have never nailed the score, never. And I've been doing this for a while. And I've done it during the football seasons for probably the past 7 years. And I've never been able to do it. Chris in Connecticut did. She was our big winner, and she won some cool stuff, and I think she's pretty happy. And, it's the bragging rights that it really does come down to, though. Unless, you win like an HGTV giveaway, dream house or something. When you have these extravagant giveaways, or a publisher's clearinghouse knocks on your door and they hand you some giant check, which just seems so phony to me that it's not real, but it really is real. We did a report on it one time. It's real. Randomly, you could be that person. Knock, knock, boom, in the middle of a game. It's Publisher's Clearinghouse, and your life has suddenly changed, and you didn't spend any money. All right, it is ultimately about the money, isn't it? It always comes back to the dollars and cents here in America Tonight. I don't do that on purpose, but we're talking about now our debt is at $15 trillion. Yep, it just keeps ticking up. Can you imagine? What happens when we get to 20? Oh, in my lifetime, we'll never see black. I don't think we will. We're going to be in the red forever and ever and ever, because nobody can seem to even come up with a consensus on what to do. It's clear. Cut the spending. Cut it out. We can't afford it. It doesn't matter. Forget all the other stuff, all the other nonsense. It's not eeny, meeny, miny, mo, or we'll do this if you do that. Forget all about that. Figure out a way to cut spending, for goodness sake. And we have this ridiculous super committee, and I say ridiculous because nothing's going to come out of it. The automatic trigger will drop, or there'll be the massaging, as you heard at the top of the hour, if you were locked into that in that conversation with Victoria, where it's a little less money, and then we're going to come back to this. I mean, all we seem to do when it comes to our form of government these days is figure out ways to burn time. And burning time on things like calling people up to the Hill to talk about, steroids. Remember the whole steroid thing? Because how easy is that? If I'm a senator, what am I going to do? It's so easy to grill a bunch of baseball players about steroid use and about what's happening in baseball. So why not carve out a bunch of time during the day to do it? Because it's not going to look bad on me. I'll just waste some time there. Why dig in on the tough issues like illegal immigration, like the deficit woes, like Social Security, like health care, all that stuff? I mean, sometimes I just think, I sit back and I think to a couple years ago when the Affordable Health Care Act came about. And I really, truly believe that the president especially, and I don't blame him for trying because, that's what I'd try to do. It's called the old sleight of hand trick. And I've used that expression now a couple of times lately. And that's the best way to describe it. So remember when the whole health care thing was happening? We'll just jam this on in and try to get some of those approvals. And then next thing you know, we'll have this affordable health care. But what happened was when the American people, that's you and me, when we got wind of it, then suddenly there were these hearings and things got pushed back. And, hey, ultimately it did get passed. And now the Supreme Court is hearing the constitutionality of the individual mandate. But I truly believe that the idea was just ram this through as fast as possible, and then maybe no one will notice. It'll go under the radar, and then all of a sudden we'll have this. And that's the problem. So on issues that are big, that affect every single one of us, it's a mad scramble to try to play the trick, to try to play the three-card Monty so we might not notice what's really happening, or the meat that's really jammed into a bill. And then in the meantime, it's easy to rip apart the things that you can go crazy on, like Operation Fast and Furious, although I'm all aboard on that one. All of the Republicans who are going after Eric Holder, they should keep the heat on his back. Because what happened there, I don't believe that the higher ups in the Justice Department had no clue about this gun program. I just don't. And I think they need to continue to just grind that out, grind it out. So that's not necessarily a waste of time, but it's easy to jump on. It's easy to jump on that side of things. And it's not so easy to tackle the tough stuff that could affect whether you're reelected. And that's the biggest problem. And I didn't mean to jump onto a side bizarre preachy lecture thing here, so I'm going to get off of that for a second and talk about some of the things that are happening in Washington that do create buzz in your backyard. Okay, Solyndra. Now, Solyndra, government money given to green jobs. 1,000-plus people have these jobs to make these solar panels. We know how this story went. It went down in flames. $535 million in a loan guarantee to that company. And now it's been a nightmare for the Obama administration because they're tied to this. There was photo ops, all kinds of things. They even wanted more money because this was a guarantee. All those people lost jobs. Did anyone really, really vet this out well, knowing that there were so many other companies that did it cheaper, faster, and already had a lot of the market sewed up? No. And so, of course, it blew up. But what's interesting is Stephen Chu, who runs the Energy Department, is saying, it's on me. You know, hey, the Obama administration didn't do anything with this. It has nothing to do with politics. You know, I'm the Energy Secretary, and we made the decision on that loan guarantee. And this is the first time that he's ever come forward and said that. And this, of course, has been a political nightmare for the people at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue because they just want it to go away. Remember all the boxes, the subpoena, all that stuff. And this is now on the heels, or actually not on the heels, before the testimony to the House Energy and Commerce Committee. That's going to happen on Thursday. And there's going to be a lot of questions about the loan. I mean, he's really going to get the full-on grill for what happened with Solyndra. Because at first what comes out is, well, it's only $535 million. Only $535 million. I don't know, it sounds like a lot of cash to me for that kind of a decision. So who helped Stephen Chu make this decision? He's saying nobody. There's going to be questions about whether decisions were made to help George Kaiser, who's a major investor in Solyndra, and then, of course, ties to whether or not they were funding Obama's 2008 campaign. And Chu is probably, not probably, he will defend that and say, no, we made the loan decision ourselves, and we didn't know who was investing in the company. That had nothing to do with any of that. But he sure made a speedy delivery of the loan guarantee to Solyndra, although that was top on their list, is to get renewable energy companies, get them money, and I guess that's what he'll say, that we cut corners. No, he won't say they cut corners. He'll say we tried to do what we could to improve the process. This is, by the way, Pardon Our Puns Thursday, and I got a good one for you. I think you'll enjoy it. Okay, this is one that I've been holding on to, an old chestnut of mine. Ready for this pun? Two guys discussing the price of gravel finally got down to the nitty-gritty.